I always thought the thing that was most distinctive about Rémy Martin was its bottle. The dark bottle, completely opaque, as opposed to the Martell or the Hennessy bottle, in which you can see the spirit. But it was really an interesting moment in the tour this morning when the lady giving the presentation said that as a result of research, Rémy Martin had found out that the French preferred to see the colour of their cognac rather than drink it out of a black bottle. So I guess the days of the black bottle are numbered, may only be, for example, retained for remarkable vintages like the, 1998 or 1989, I think 1998. But anyway, whatever is the one in a 100 years bottle that they produced. But I think it's interesting that's quite a big change then for a company to go away from marketing its product as being having a certain cachet as a result of it being associated with being in an opaque bottle, and then shifting and trying to retain the sense of cachet and specialness, but moving to a bottle which some might say, you know, is imitating their competitors. And the thing about alcohol, liquid, when you put them alongside each other, it's perfectly possible that somebody would be comparing Hennessy with Rémy Martin and looking at the colour and deciding which one they like best. And that's quite apart from the flavour. Somebody might assume that, look, the flavour of a Hennessy and the flavour of a Rémy Martin are the same because they're both, you know, distilled spirits mixed together. How could they possibly taste very different? The grapes are all grown in the same place, and they're, you know, you wouldn't have an advantage for very long if you discovered a new way of growing the grapes which imparted an additional flavor to the cognac, or if you did something special with the wood. You wouldn't keep your advantage for long. So how do the houses distinguish themselves from each other? Well, it's branding, isn't it? It really is. It's the story that they tell, and it's the story that they imply. And I won't pretend to have the answer to how Martell competes with Rémy. I mean, you could say, of course, that there's plenty of room for both of them, so they're both competing into a marketplace where there's enough demand for both of their products. But it's a lot more complex than that, I suspect. I'm having to be careful here that I don't turn the wrong way. Yeah, got it. So, right, what was I saying? Yeah, I was saying something about the difficulty and the complexity of competing as a mark, as a brand, with other top-class brandy producers when you're both sourcing your original produce from the same soil. What do you have at your disposal? I mean, in a way, you have several different things, but one of them is your story of the history of your company.
Turn right onto
and
D40.
How you tell that, and each of the companies tells theirs differently, and that means that, you know, you can build certain associations, stories, present your product in a way that it needs to have special coherence in relation to the story of your history. I suppose the other thing is that any tiny improvement or habit that you have to make out to be particular, of major significance. And that's what marketing people do. They amplify features so that the brand moves in a certain direction and moves in that direction so as to attract consumers. But it was fascinating to see it in action down through the years today.